I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm getting in the zone, y'all. We were clubbing tonight here, watching our Batwoman after show. Or excuse me, we are the after show, watching the actual show. Pretty spectacular episode, I do have to say it myself, but let's get into it. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford, joined by a very fabulous lady over to my left.
And I'm Katie Kawamoto, and I'm also going to be in the chat. So if you have any thoughts, just send them my way, and I will try to shout out as many as possible. So shout out real quick to some of our viewers. Ivan Soto. We have Gracian Ryan. Some of our regulars. Billie Jean Girl 24.
Yo.
And Black Magic 99.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Welcome, y'all. Welcome back. I think Yay. Most of you have been here before. So
Yay. Hi, co-hosts. Great to have you here. Anybody who's brand new, shout outs to you. Participate in the conversation. And if you're not watching live, as always, leave your comments below. And hashtag everything ABTV Batwoman on social media. I do not know why I have an accent right now, but you know, it's just there.
Thank you.
Okay, so first things first, you know your duties, and if you do not, it's time for your hashtag badass beast. Who was the baddest this episode? Get your answers ready. Are you still contemplating? Because I can go
you
first.
Go first. Okay. I'll try. Yeah, you go first. I usually go first too.
So. Okay, so I feel like I have two badass beasts, because mine's like a half of a beast. Because I appreciate, though the motivation was not necessarily entirely pure, but sort of pure, is Alice. Because she came through just a little bit and saved a life. And so that's why she's partially my badass beast. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum is going to be Kate for letting her have it, giving her a free psychic reading, and letting her know the truth. You ain't worth it, boo. So that's my badass. Katie.
I'm going to say Kate, just because she did get to say her bit to Alice.
Yeah.
So we actually got to see, we're seeing Kate defend herself more, and that's what I'm liking. And so for that, she gets the badass for not holding back what she's feeling in some senses. Like, you know, she's still holding in some, but I like that she's being honest and being like, no, this is exactly why I chose Beth over you. So
right.
I like that.
Just a random side note, you totally match the mic right now with
your... Oh my gosh, I do.
That's amazing.
Not intentional.
Good job. All right, so co-hosts at home, who's your badass beast?
So Ivan said Mary for the same reason that for telling off
Mary, okay, good.
Alice. Let's see. Gracian said Mary.
I like it.
That's all I'm seeing right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then Billie Jean Girl says badass beast is Kate for telling Alice off and Mary figuring out that Kate is Batwoman.
So. Sweet. Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But overall thoughts of the show, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I feel like this show is finally finding its stride and its footing. And I think we talked about it before. I know I've mentioned it. This happened to me when I started watching Arrow. The first few episodes, I was like, what did I get myself into? My God. And then the actors just like found their comfort zone and they went for it. And I feel like the same thing is starting to happen. You know what I mean? Like, as an actor, you're getting familiar with a character. And then for someone like Ruby Rose, who's carrying now an entire show by herself, ish. You know what I mean? Like, you there's a lot of pressure there, you know? And so it's very, just totally lost my train of thought right now, and I do apologize. But point being is that it's really hard to carry a show by yourself like that. And so I think she's finally found her comfort zone, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, last week was our best episode, I feel like, thus far. And then now it's like, it's just cruising. I don't know. What about you?
I agree with that. I think it's definitely fallen into its step a little bit. You know, with most of the DC shows in the past and with shows in general, it takes a few episodes to get in. It took us a little bit longer, but we are falling into that groove. And I do like that it seems kind of like they're going to be doing a monster of the week now or a villain of the week now, at least with the preview we have of last week and this week. So I like that, because with Gotham, there's so many villains. There's so many dark creatures. And with the whole Alice thing, which was great, I like that we're seeing that there's other villains other than just Alice at this point.
Right.
So I feel like it's in a nice spot now.
Yeah.
This episode started a little slow, but after it felt
really
just at the very beginning. But after that, it
was like there's blood being drank and it's not being done in a very attractive way.
I just meant after that part.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
that part, and then a little bit afterwards where we were falling back into Commander Cain being back. Where
yeah.
I was
oh, we'll,
a little
we'll
bit,
talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk about him.
Yeah.
But first, what are co-hosts' overall thoughts? Anything general that they're, like, thrown out at us that we should...
Gratian said, agreed, it does seem like they're finally finding their feet.
Yeah.
And then, on a side note, Billie Jean Girl says that you're matching with Batwoman because you're wearing black and white.
I am! Oh my god, okay! Both of us are, like, twinsing in our own way. So, let's talk about Commander Kane, because if we were doing hashtag who I love to hate on this show, he would be it. Because, OMG, what a butthole. Like, cool, you're out of jail. Ah, yay, I get to take back control of my department. But he's, like, gung-ho, not taking any time to absorb anything that's been happening while he's been gone, and just, like, reassuming the position and taking out all this aggression on Batwoman that I'm like, dude, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Thoughts, comments, concerns.
Wasn't a fan of his this episode.
Not
at all. He made Sophie look much better. And that's saying something, because we already know that I'm not a huge
right.
fan of Sophie. But she didn't seem like the worst evil in this particular sense this
no.
week. Because she's been kind of taking care of all his stuff for him. And yeah, he may not agree with the way that she went about it, but she still had to deal without him being there and had to
right.
do things in her own way, not necessarily all his way.
I'm just, like, waiting for the other shoe to drop and him to find out that his daughter is actually Batwoman and he's over here trying to, like, he was talking so much shit about her. I'm just gonna say it, like, just straight up, hello, like, trying to make sure that she doesn't take the credit for things and reestablishing what authority, let's show Gotham what authority looks like. Okay, like, dictator much? Did not appreciate him at all this episode. And then he went and gave Sophie the ultimatum. And I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's like family. It's not just like she's another employee. She's like family. And he's known her forever. Give her the benefit of the doubt. That's my thoughts on Commander Kane.
They agree with us.
Good.
They're not liking him. He's making them angry. Yeah.
So I'm like, do I need to hop off my soapbox just a little bit? All right. So then let us talk about Mary, because I was digging her. I did definitely think that it's taken her a while to put the pieces together. So I was like, hallelujah. She finally figured it out. But any particular signs during the show that you're like, oh my god, girl? The earpiece, the like.
As soon as Sophie, I'm going to blame Sophie, mostly.
Okay.
Because she's the one that mentioned Batwoman having the
okay.
the drug in her system.
Right.
And as soon as she said that, I thought she was going to
Me too.
Put the two and two together. But then she didn't know that that's what Nocturna was
using.
Yeah. So I think she didn't put the two and two together. So mm-hmm. at the end, I was happy that she put the clothes together. I was a little mad at Sophie because I'm like, Sophie, again? You're the one who says
right.
something to someone and spoil it again.
Right.
But I'm glad that they didn't have her get told that she was able to be smart enough to.
Right. I will say, though, it was a great mislead in terms of Sophie talking to Ellie and us thinking that Ellie was this vampire chick. And the whole time Ellie was saying, blood. And I was like, girl, quit playing. We know you're the vampire. And she wasn't. Whoops. But either way, I was the whole time I was watching the scene, I don't know if you felt like this or you felt like this, but I was clenching my fist because I'm like, Mary, what are you doing? You're just like shoving her into the villain's arms, trying to get her to flirt. I was so mad. Either way. I appreciate that and don't all at the same time because I think that it's great that she's in her own way, she's Team Sophie, but she's also Team Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came time to tell Sophie off and in the past episodes of, like, you did my sister wrong, you hurt her feelings, just so you know. But at the same time, she's able to be unbiased enough to still be friends with Sophie and encourage her to do her own thing and explore her sexuality and find herself. And
yeah.
So for that, I'm like, yay, team. These are my flags. Go, Team Mary!
I like it.
Thanks. Thanks. So yeah, those are my thoughts on Mary. I don't know if there's anything that you want to pipe in there that caught your attention about this episode. You're like, yes, it's amazing.
Right now, I'm not thinking of anything. So
okay.
I'm sure maybe later on I'll think of something when we mention her in context with something else, if possible, if we do. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's just creep on over to Alice because we saw only a hint of her at the beginning of the episode, and then we got to see a little bit more of her towards the end. Were you perplexed at all by her actions? Did you see where she was going with them?
Not originally. Well, are we talking about with the mouse thing, or are we talking about with Nocturna?
With Nocturna.
Okay, yeah, I had no idea, like, what she meant by that when she was saying, I know something better.
Basically, like the couture of blood, yeah. I can give you access to. I didn't know where she was going with that, but the point is, like, I didn't know where she was going with, like, the fact that she saved Mary after all that. I'm like, your brain is a little interesting.
Yeah, I get you.
I understand that, and I thought it was cool that she'd said something like, I chose me over Mary, basically. And I'm like, yeah. Cool, you just sold her out to turn around and save her life to try to prove, and you thought that Kate was going to be like, high five. And so,
yeah.
I don't know, but it's cool. It's interesting. Like, it must be so fun to play that character because she's just like layer on layer on layer and so dynamic.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we got to see her as Beth on a cold slap, but we got to see her as Beth. And it, when I got to see Kane say goodbye to her, I get it. Like, he's like, you know, I feel hollow on the inside. And he did his, like, you know, one for the homie on her forehead or wherever he kissed her. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I get that you're angry, right? That she turned out the way that she did and she's harassed and assaulted the entire city and killed people. But at the end of the day, you got to really think of her origins and the fact that she's hurt by you, bro. Like, instead of pushing off, I get it. Like, you can't live with guilt for the rest of your life. But at the same time, take some accountability and, like, whoa.
Do you think maybe he thinks that prison was his...
I mean, was he really long enough there for it to absorb all the guilt or sins?
That's a very accurate point, but he might think he did enough time.
Maybe.
And now he can just go on to...
He's just like... He's an interesting character, too, because he's just filled with so much angst and hate. And I feel like it's hate against himself, but instead of dealing with that, he's just putting it on other people, like Alice and Batwoman, and like blame, 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 but where are you gonna take accountability? He did for like an episode and was like, I feel so bad, I should have searched for her and I didn't, and then that was that. But did he actually, he did apologize. Look, yeah. You know what, sometimes with kids, now she's grown up, but still, sometimes with kids you have to apologize more than once, and that what she's been through was so traumatic. Why don't you ask her what she's been through? You know? I mean, not that she's reasonable.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Alice, let's go to therapy. Why don't we try that?
I don't think she would be down with that.
Maybe. Maybe not. You know who else needs therapy, though? Nocturna.
She has some problems, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. I was reading about her, though, because in the comics, so she's adopted by Charles Knight. Mm-hmm. And in the comics, she's an astronomer, and I feel like they mentioned a different profession in this show. Did they not?
I didn't catch it if they did. Chat, if you heard that they mentioned her profession, let us know.
I feel like she said something about doing something. Maybe she didn't, and I'm just daydreaming.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. Did you like her as a villain, though?
Well, I'm used to seeing her as a villain because I was a very big fan of Vampire Diaries, which she was in before, and she also played a vampire, and she was not the most pleasant of vampires in the show. So I'm used to seeing her as a villain, but this was an interesting take because of her being a vampire but not being a vampire.
Not for real.
She still drinks blood, which is technically what a vampire still
right.
is. But so for me, it was nice to see her in a different role, but still in that same realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I did actually put a note about this, and I don't know how many of our chat watch Vampire Diaries, but in the scene where they're in the clock, like the tower, where mm-hmm. she, the final season of Vampire Diaries took place in like a similar situation. So I just got major throwbacks to Vampire
right.
Diaries. But she does the dark vampire look very well.
Mm-hmm.
The mysterious, you don't quite see all of her. She does different things with her voice. So I like her. I think she's probably one of my favorite villain of the week that they've had
mm-hmm.
so far. So
it's interesting that she justifies her actions. I mean, every villain has a justification and reason for why they do what they do. And her whole thing was like, well, those kids are just drinking toxic drinks and they're doing all these toxic things to their perfectly wonderful bodies. So why not just give it to me? Because I will actually appreciate it. And I was like, well... That is definitely one way to look at it. But anyway, I thought she was great. I loved the fight scenes that they had with her and Batwoman.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised that Batwoman got taken out as quickly as she did at the beginning of the show with the little bite thing. I'll excuse it because they were drugs. But
yeah.
At the same time, I was like, you couldn't put up a little bit more of a hiya? Like,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, sometimes she gets taken out really easily. I don't
she's
know how
still,
to feel about it.
She's still figuring it out. We're going to put it on. She's still figuring it out.
Yeah.
everyone. But Sophie did come to the rescue when she did get caught. And that leads me to, like, the really exciting part. And I don't know how excited you are, because I'm sure some people were shipping them to get back together and some people weren't. I'd be curious to know what you think. Comments below, talk in the chat, let us know. But I've been low-key rooting for them. About you?
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
No.
I feel like it's sooner than I knew that they were endgame. I think we all know that. I didn't... The current version of Sophie we've had? No.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, she did... Okay, so she's been facing her truth a lot, and we had the whole Alice situation talking about the crazy... Like, the worst thing in the world is that you're in a cage, but you built the walls of your cage around you. And I think that really got to her.
Yeah.
And now she is slowly teetering to that exploration thing, and then you have someone like Mary who's pushing her to just do you.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you got Commander Kane who suspends her, and he's like, dummy. And he's like, here's your ultimatum. But what I want to know is, okay, we got that, like, satisfying kiss and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure Kate was just like, WTF? What is happening? But if you were in a serious relationship with somebody for a very long time, right, you are that close to someone's face. Granted, there is a mask, but Ruby Rose, a.k.a. Kate Kane, has some very distinct, very beautiful eyes. You didn't notice? And then on top of that, look, not I haven't been around like that or anything, but I do know that certain people kiss a certain way. And if you've been intimate with somebody long enough and in a serious enough relationship, you're telling me that nothing about that felt familiar to you?
There's someone named Carlos Hernandez who says, wouldn't Sophie recognize her after the kiss?
Right!
So... He understands, too.
Thank you. Hi. Hello. How are you?
And welcome, Carlos. I didn't see you here earlier, so welcome.
Yay. So that was my big, like, how have you not figured it out? Because even before the kiss, when she was rescuing Batwoman, she went face-to-face and was full-on flirting with her.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that is really bold, unless you know that's Kate. Do you know what I mean? Like,
this is
high-profile, for lack of better words, like celebrity, if you will. But she's a superhero. And you're a crow. That's pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like this close.
Yeah. Billie Jean Girl 24 thinks that Kate deserves better than Sophie.
Ooh.
She didn't want them back together.
I agree. I like her, so it's hard for me to disagree. I guess I'd have to put myself into Kate's position because she obviously got done wrong. The only reason I'm empathizing is because I understand that Sophie's going through a really tough internal bout. She's got a lot of turmoil going on. She hasn't come to terms with who she is. And not everybody can be as confident as Kate, because Kate came from a family that really supported her and who she is and told her to own who she is, whereas Sophie did not. And she lived a life of shame and hiding. And if she wanted her career and her dream job, which she had to have because she came from not the best means in life, she had to live this life of secrecy. So it's like she's still coming to terms with who she is. That doesn't change the fact that deep, way deep down in her heart, she has feelings. She just doesn't know how to express them openly.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only reason that I'm okay with her is because there's a piece of me that just empathizes and feels bad for her.
Yeah, that's a valid point, for sure.
So, anyways, that's my thoughts. Curious what you guys think about.
It's kind of a mixed. Some people like Sophie and Kate. Some people don't. Gratian also agreed that he thinks it's a little too early because Sophie has some stuff she's got to figure out.
Right.
So, it's kind of like bits and pieces of what we're both saying.
Right.
So,
but again, it's like A, ballsy move. B, she's at a point in her life where where in some senses you could think that she's standing on a ledge. Either jump or don't jump. Like, you're about to lose everything you've worked so hard for. But at the same time, everything you've worked so hard for doesn't accept you for who you are. So again, not to say that it's not too soon. It's too soon if she knew who that was.
Yeah.
She doesn't know who that is. So on a whim, feeling this feeling and coming off of that, for lack of better words, high of knowing that, like, this is it, this is it, this is it. I'm just going to go for it. And she does. So again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kudos to her for that. Little small other topics. What do we think, since we're talking about ships, Mary and Mook. Mook.
I like that ship so much. And I know I've said it before. Someone else mentioned it too. I don't remember who it was, so I'm sorry. I don't remember who it was. But I don't want that to happen soon, because I feel like most of the time you're used to seeing the sexual tension between the main character and someone else. And it's kind of nice to see the sexual tension be between two secondary characters.
Right.
And so it's kind of refreshing in that sense. So I don't want that to happen, like, right away.
Right.
I just...
See, but... Okay, so I'm going to say... Back it up.
Yeah.
I don't feel sexual tension yet.
I
feel the awkward, like, you're kind of cute. You're kind of cute,
yeah,
too. Let me slap you on the
like
hand.
Like junior high crush.
Right. Yeah. And I think that Luke is a little bit more aware of it than Mary is. And I like the little small sprinkle of the commonality when she's like, hey, I like your tie. Like, nobody else in that room probably thinks that tie is cool, but Mary does.
Yes.
And it's almost that little foreshadowing of, like, they could be good together.
Yeah. And there was that, but that whole awkward... What, how do you know? How do you know each other? What are you like? How? Why are you here together?
Yeah, he's like, he's okay. Luke's a bad liar, first of all, and he cannot keep secrets.
Yeah,
he's like so not aware of his surroundings. Like mid conversation with somebody, wait, hold on.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, let's talk. Like what? You totally forgot. You're on public.
Somebody mentioned that in the chat. How they just did not care in this episode. Like Kate and Luke.
Yeah.
Who cares?
This is who I am.
Right.
Take me.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's okay. It was great. I thought it was great. It needed to happen, finally. And Mary needed to be in on it. Like, she's such an asset to the team. Just bring her in. You know? Like, I get the fact that, you know, keep someone innocent, if you will. Keep her out of the drama. The less she knows, the safer it is. But, dude, she's got it. Like, she can handle herself. Mm-hmm. And if anything, knowledge is power. So... it could make her stronger. Anyway, I'm glad that she finally figured it out. And the fact that she's like, Kate, you're totally Batwoman.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, she is. How come your dad can't figure it out? Just saying.
He's too busy hating her.
Right. Totally. And then we also have the really tiny, tiny story about Mouse, who finally Alice is figuring out. Like, and she put that together. Okay, you know what? Mary, you need to take some classes from Alice, because it took her about 2.2 seconds to put the fact that some guy who peeled his face off and put a new face on is really the original guy.
She figured that out.
Like, so fast. And Mary is so smart. I think that's why it kind of bothered me a little bit, because I'm like, you are just the most intelligent person in the world.
I think she realized that too, though. The way she delivered the line kind of gave me vibes of, I'm an idiot. How did I not see this and this and this sign before?
Right.
So.
Tis possible. Very, very possible. Overall thoughts on, say, everything else. I mean, I think we hit all the really strong, important points. If I missed anything, by all means, shove it in the chat, because I may have missed it. While we're doing that, I just want to take a moment to also remind you guys to like, comment, and subscribe on our channel, because we love when you do that. Ding! And find us on iTunes. For those of you who are listening, also leave comments below. We really appreciate it, because AfterBuzz TV works really hard to provide a lot of content for all of you. So that way there's a little bit of something for everybody. It's like a little buffet of different genres. And it's because of you, we are the ESPN of TV talk. So thank you. Look at me with my little Commander Kane kiss. There you go.
You're welcome.
That should be an intro now.
Yeah. So cheesy. So bad. Yeah.
So bad.
Do not like him. That was me punching him in the face, if you're listening to the podcast. All right. Last final thoughts from anybody in the chat.
There was... Who was it? Someone was saying how they want to see Luke suit up and join her in on the field. So...
Now, I would love to see him train to get to the point where he can suit up. That'd be fabulous. Like, I want to see Luke take a parkour class. That's what I want to see.
You want to see the training process.
Yeah.
You know, the Arrow-like scene where Oliver is you know, we see him get shaping up for battle.
Yeah. Something in my mind tells me that Oliver's a little bit more coordinated than Luke.
Well, of course, but I'm just saying that kind of montage that they always have of him prepping for a big thing.
If they want to bring back the salmon ladder, I'm totally cool with that. Totally cool with that. All right, so I feel like, and did we leave anything out that someone's like, OMG, how did you forget?
I didn't see anything. Okay. Yeah. Don't forget, Ivan said, don't forget what Beth told Kate last week about her soulmate, and it wasn't Sophie.
She didn't put a name on it, though. Last week, she just said, she said something about a soulmate, and then after she passed away or something like that, she's like, you're not going to tell me, are you? Yeah, she's still alive. You're not going to tell me, are you? She didn't. Sorry. Forgive me for the extra noise. But yeah, confused about that comment. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate you throwing that at us. All right. So then with that said, why don't we get into something that I really enjoy, which is our hashtag badass beast, but in real life. From the cast. So, my badass beast guys, some people are going to be mad. So, it is actually Ruby Rose, because in real life, she is a vegan like me. Yay! She's very compassionate about animals and saving the planet. And she invested in a company called Rebel, which I've seen these drinks. I've bought one before. They're pretty good. They're like a mixture of different types of like juices and protein drinks and stuff like that. But obviously dairy-free, cruelty-free, and all those amazing things. I'm going to pull up really quick. Shame on me for not having the information. But they're in most grocery stores if you're in the U.S., so definitely give it a try. I know they were like super, super excited to have her jump aboard because she's also, I believe, an investor in the company as well, too. So that's pretty awesome. Right. And then the next few are just like different pictures of her standing up. Regardless of what your cause is, like you may not agree with her. I personally do. I always appreciate when people utilize their platform and speak towards something that they feel very passionately about. And this is something that was, for me, a nice surprise. Oh, this is her with an Impossible Burger. She like Beyond Burgers better. But anyway. Oh, and they're at Costco. P.S. Not that you care, but they are. Good price. Either way, I digress. It just made me appreciate her a lot more. I already liked her before, but now I'm like, oh my God, I love you. You're amazing. And if you get a chance to watch any of her interviews, I mean, they're a little dated, but, you know, she was on Jimmy Fallon, and she just speaks about her experience, even just, like, on the show and training for the show. And when she talks, you can tell she's just a very kind person, and it's so interesting because Kate is obviously a nice person, but she's got this, like, broodiness to her, whereas when Ruby Rose speaks, like, she's talking about the humbleness of when she did have that neck injury and her not being able to move, and it just teaching her a lot of empathy for other people, and then also becoming more passionate about the fact that, like, I'm lucky I could get this surgery because I had the funds and I had insurance. Although she's like, in America, my insurance didn't work, of course, but I still had the means to pay for it. And like, what about all these other people who are living in pain that can't afford these things? So I don't know. I think another charitable foundation might be coming in the future from her, maybe. But point being is that she seems like she's a very kind, compassionate person, and I really appreciate that about her. So that's my hashtag badass piece. Let's get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Wah, 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 wah. That would be Miss Rachel Scarson. So if anybody is in Melbourne, depends if you have an accent. There's Oz Comic Con, so she's finally coming, and she's like the first person that was announced. I'm sure other people are going to be coming as well, too, but it's just, you know, you heard it here first, because this actually came out, I think, like 4 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Now 6 hours ago, since I got this a while ago. But anyhow, so for those of you who are going to be in the Australia area, definitely check it out, purchase your tickets. And if you're not in the Australia area, just tell your friends about it. Maybe they'll come. Maybe they'll go. I don't know. All right, next item would be all you, my friend.
So Cameron Johnson did a film called Grab My Hand, A Letter to My Dad, which is going to be at a children's, the New York International Children's Film Festival. And this is from an article in the New York Times. And it occurs over the next 4 weekends. And it's a Kids to the Rescue Film Festival. And it shines a light on activism. It brings works from more than 30 countries. And they all add up to an overwhelming celebration of young people taking charge and, like, good messages to kids and things to learn from. Grab My Hand, A Letter to My Dad is by Cameron Johnson and Pacini, I think is his name, and it delves deeply into grief. Johnson conceived the film after the unexpected death of his father's best friend. Oh. Memorializing the older man's bond, it urges male viewers not to leave love unspoken. Which, that's an awesome,
awesome message. Really great message.
And he also posted on his Instagram, he posted about it. He said that he will be at a forum on 5, along with some other people, that this coming Saturday at SBA Theater in New York to talk about his love for Journeys to Animation, and it's for animators all around. And there's a link in his bio for tickets if you're in the New York area and you wanted to check that out. So, and I think it's as part of the festival, I believe. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's a pretty solid message for a children's short. It is a short, so.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's like over 100 films, and short films and some documentary type things, so.
Very cool. Well, then that's two appearances that you heard right here at AfterBuzz TV. So, pretty awesome stuff. Now let's get into our predictions. Boop, boop, boop.
Prediction.
Okay.
Predictions.
I'm going to have a new job. Hold on. You don't want to hear me beatbox. Okay. So, predictions, that would be your turn to get into all of that. And then we'll go. Or actually, no, that's your warning.
That's your warning,
to know. It is time to get into your predictions. We can go ahead and start ours. Cool?
Yeah.
All right. So we saw that there's going to be another girl who is a box cutter. From what I heard, I could have heard wrong because I look down and look at notes and type and watch at the same time. But I heard something about her cutting faces off. And I was like, okay, is this chick somebody that got captured by, not Ethan. That was a fake name. Real name dad. Aston.
Oh, August?
There you go. Yeah. He sounds like he should be an Aston. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, my prediction, yes, hypothesis, is that maybe she came from the same school of crazy, and she was potentially one of his victims, too, and learned how to cut off faces, and now Alice is going to meet her match and be like, oh. That's my prediction.
So you think Alice is going to have her own villain to deal with?
Perhaps, or competition.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Other than wanting the Luke and Mary thing to happen that I predicted before, I'm also going to go with, I think we're going to see at least one or two more people join Team Batwoman directly. Mm. So we have Luke and Kate right now. I think by the end of the season, we're going to see Mary and of course. Of course, I think 100%. That's an obvious prediction, but at the end of all the first season of these DC shows, we usually see their team. We see the Team Batwoman.
In that sense.
And so I'm excited about that. I don't know that Sophie's going to be able to keep her promises that she's trying to make to herself about...
I was going to say that I wanted to piggyback off of your prediction. Yeah. I think by next episode, Mary's going to be on Team Batwoman.
Yeah.
And I think that Sophie is going to make the really tough decision, and she's going to hop over to Team Batwoman as well.
Yeah.
Of course, then she'll... Or... Okay, Kate's going to be like, no, you can't be a part of my team because I don't want you to know who I really am. And that's going to cause a lot of chaos and confusion. And then maybe that will push Sophie into crawling back to Crows. What do we have in our chat? Any good predictions?
Logan said, I don't have a prediction, but hoping they find a way to bring in Maggie Sawyer and Renee Montoya as new love interests for Kate.
Okay.
And then Ivan Soto said, after Kate and Alice is seen, Alice will start to allow her Beth to start to appear.
I really hope so. I think it happened for a fraction of a second, and I got really excited. But I think the fact that Kate came in and basically shut her down and was like, she gave her like all the list of the bad things of like why... Basically, you're not worth it. This is my mistake. I should have done this. I did this. That was a mistake. Helped you. Mistake. Peace. And I was like, but you were on the verge of getting your girl back, and you just threw it away. That's how I feel. Okay.
Yeah.
So those are our predictions. Thank you guys for partaking in all of those. I think that wraps up this episode. So thank you again. We had a lot of fun having a discussion with you. Continue that conversation by finding us on social media. I am generally on Instagram. So find me at yours truly, Ali Kona, with little underscores in between. I'm also on Twitter, but not really. So find me on Instagram and then follow her.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, if that's your thing, at KT_Christine. I'm pretty active on all of them. Not so much TikTok, getting into that one. So, yeah. Or on the Riverdale After Show at 1010, which I know most of you I will see there. So.
And if you do follow us, please leave a comment below anything, really, and just say, hi, I'm from the Batwoman After Show. So that way we know where you're from, because that's always great. All right, we will see you next week. Until then, I'm going to give you a Mr. Captain Kane, terrible commander kiss. Goodbye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.